darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Yeah, that's about 15 minutes, or close to it.
Oh, don't give me that, nigga.
Cody, you hear this, Negro?
Oh, I'm hearing him.
7:32 our time. You responded right away. 7:35. It is 7:50 now. This Negro don't say shit to us.
What I do say is, darkness, everyone, darkness.
CJ, you fired.
You can't fire the darkness.
You
can't put any fire the darkness.
Your black ass is fired. Get the fuck out of here. Wayne, where you at? Fire. Wayne, where are you at?
You are not firing the darkness.
Yeah, every week, nigga, you can't.
What are you talking, man? Okay, look. Don't even give me that. All right.
I want to hear. Go ahead. I'm listening. What was your 15-minute reason this time? It's Cody. It seems to be always 15 to 20 minutes, isn't it now?
Just about.
What is it this time? What'd you do? Your baby belched?
Oh, I got to talk about that. I got to talk about that.
Oh, man.
It's all fun and games until it gets real. Until Mama Bear's getting involved. It's all fun and games.
It's been real ever since you left that kid. What are you talking about?
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it's been real since you impregnated that woman.
Everything's shit been imaginary based on you guys' imagination running
ain't
around.
Ain't no imagination.
What are you talking about, Negro? It's totally your imagination.
Okay, people on Facebook, you had over 50-something likes that pretty much.
I had over 50-something trolls.
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 People.
But you know what? I'm a good sport, though.
Good sport, my ass. Whatever, nigga.
I let that thing ride. I let it ride. All right.
Okay, people. When I say over 50-something people, I ain't just 50-something random people. This is 50-something of CJ's closest friends and family members or whatever that saw this and said, that's your fucking child.
Now, what they saw was the great Mexicano going ahead and photoshopping and seeing all that great.
Okay, that wasn't Mexicano, first of all.
Yeah, that was Mexicano.
That was Wayne. So you need to stop giving credit to Mexicano and start giving it to Wayne, because Wayne did it. Wayne, you beautiful.
I'm not giving him nothing. I'm not giving none of y'all nothing.
What you should need to be giving is Jason the credit.
I'll give him credit for giving me, you know. Now, thank goodness you had him on your little wagon, because then he messed up, and now I know your name. I know all of it now. I got you now.
You been knew my name. There ain't nothing new.
I never knew your name. I knew you for like 3 years. I still ain't know your name.
That nigga, that ain't nothing new. What's funny about that is Jason saw it and said, CJ need to pay that child support. That's what that is or whatever. So... And then next, you know, the temptation, man, it's like Tyler Perry's temptation. He just couldn't hold it back. He couldn't resist. And being the phenomenal man that I am, whatever, I kind of egged him on saying, do it, shit, I'm about to do it. You know?
What you did.
And sure enough, it got posted. And then next, you know, all the memes came out. The CJ memes.
All the memes. Mm-hmm. All the greatest memes out there.
And and I want to thank Master Wayne for starting that trend off, whatever, get Mexicano. And Mexicano didn't do a goddamn thing. What are you talking?
I will give Mexicano credit where credit is not due.
Mexicano didn't do a goddamn thing, okay? So all he did was comment.
I will give it all to Mexicano. I don't care messing up the credits of everybody.
Do you not want to fuck Wayne's cousin or not?
I don't need Wayne to do that.
I think you do.
No, I don't.
Cody, I think he will need that, especially if his line is, hey, you know I'm American.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, yeah. You're going to need some kind of help.
You need some kind of help, brother.
But yeah, people, if you guys don't know what he's talking about, yeah, P1 was out there having a great old time barbecuing and drinking with Jason Murphy. And Jason sent me a text.
RaidSelect.com, people.
RaidSelect.com. And Jason Murphy, he sent me a text in the middle of the fucking night saying,
It was not the middle of the night.
I was sleeping.
Hey. Oh, my God. That was not the middle of the night. Dude.
Look, man, you live in California. You live in a whole other time period, okay?
I was there.
I
was there. This is like around 6 or 7.
Man, that's like 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 a.m.
It was like 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock or whatever, because Jason left like
1 a.m. on my side.
Before 9 o'clock, your time.
It was. Anyway, can I finish my story, please? Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
So.
He's so choked up, he lost his voice.
3 a.m. in the morning, I get this email from Jason Murphy saying, hey, man, movie spoiler, he showed me a baby, man. It's awesome. He said, congratulations. I'm like, excuse me? Excuse me.
Be fair. Jason and me been drinking for almost before Cody got there, so about a good 2 hours before he got there. So,
No shit, Sherlock.
But granted, we were sober when we did that because Cody had arrived at that time. So,
oh really?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Then I'm like, what? And then I was talking with a good friend of mine, Brian, and then Jason Murphy, go ahead and post the photo. You know what? I'll leave it there. I'll let it stay because if I ignore it, it will go away.
Hey, Cody, can we fire CJ and hire Jason the full time, whatever? Because he seems to be doing some darky shit right there.
Yeah, man, I did not expect him to post that shit. I was like, oh shit, he actually did it.
You know what? The thing was, CJ, he wanted to resist. It's just like 5 minutes passed by, and he was like, fuck it, I don't give a shit. He's like, I'm posting. He wanted to resist, but I just wouldn't allow him to resist because I just kept egging him on, so.
And then that Negro goes off and posts it. Then it just turned to a chain reaction. And then Mexicano.
It wasn't Mexicano. It was Wayne, goddamn.
Mexicano.
Wayne.
He posts a picture and it says, like, want to stop your man from drinking? Just show him a picture of his unknown baby.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you this right now. The credit goes to Wayne and Craig Thomason.
I don't give a fuck who get credit.
Craig Thomason, the creator of all the movie spoilers artwork, and not worth the kick in the ass. We all know him. He made that picture of the one I sent you, CJ. Cody, where he the little two children of CJ's and shit like that. He made that great work of art. And Wayne created a Photoshop where he put the baby in the middle and two photos of CJ. Which look exactly like Wayne couldn't found two better photos. By the way,
Wayne put that one up, and then Mexicano put up a picture of like my face photoshopped on a baby face.
On a baby face, I could have sworn Craig.
You didn't see that one?
I think Craig did that one. I didn't see.
No, there were three of them. Okay, there were Craig. Yeah, one of them Craig. The one that Craig did, it made him look like a chubby Michael Jackson baby, and one looked like Flo from Good Times.
I was going to say, you did look like Flo from Good Times.
I'm looking at that, and then that's exactly what I said when I saw that this post get crazy.
You look like Flo and the chick from Family Matters.
Man, I see that, and I'm like, damn.
Hey, man, you need to start paying that. And if it makes you feel any better, me, Cody, and Jason had a good time laughing at your expense.
Oh, my God. Did we?
Especially when I told him that child support ain't cheap now.
The child support is cheating because it ain't my child. That's all I gotta
say. That is your child. Come on, man. Them photos, man. Cody.
CJ, that's
the photo that Wayne did.
Oh, yeah.
Photos don't mean a goddamn thing.
CJ, man, it's been confirmed by like 50 plus people, man. So
that doesn't mean anything.
How many people did you said you asked before you asked us? It was like
people
10.
Voted for Bush.
You said okay. 10 and only two believed that it wasn't. Well, now you got 50 plus people to add to that now. So.
It's your child, CJ.
That's all I gotta fucking say. People voted for
Joe. CJ's so in distraught right now, Cody, that that nigga lost his voice and screaming after Lil. And it looked like Mama Bear got involved on it too.
Yeah, she did. Of course she did.
I saw.
And your sister.
I had to go and have the conversation with my mother. She's like, what's going on? I said, mother, P1 and this man of steel rape business, Cody, they are horrible men.
horrible.
These are two jealous guys because they have AIDS and they cannot make a child. Cody. So they put their child on the
wow.
Hey, Cody, do you have any illegitimate children running around out there?
I know of. No.
Same question, UP one? Nope, I don't either. CJ, how about you? You ain't taking care of your children?
No, I don't got any goddamn children.
I don't hate to tell you this, CJ, but the only nigga I know that's looked like Cody, and he a grown-ass man, that's Michael Ealy. So, he ain't got no kids out there.
That's because Cody went back in time and fucked his mother.
Where this nigga go with this DeLorean going back in time bullshit now?
You will believe this time machine.
Apparently you couldn't go back in time to stop the pregnancy from happening.
Actually, I came from the future to tell you how wrong you were and how many lives you ruined in the future.
Especially when your science was so tight when you went to a website to figure that out, huh?
Exactly.
My science tighter than a picture.
Your science is tighter than a picture. Okay. All right. Get a blood test.
I'm not going to get no goddamn.
But yeah, I want to thank that great bullshitter Jason Murphy himself for being that awesome, lovable son of a bitch that we all love and know from RaidSelect.com, my favorite video game website for the matter, for posting that picture and letting us free the inner darkness in us that I've been contemplating for the past 3 weeks of posting now. So,
Jason Murphy, I hope your website get a virus and you lose all the shit and you end up homeless with Jason and what the other guy name?
You can't make threats, DJ, if you can't.
That one motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, that one guy. Yeah, Nick Hodges, he's still on there. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck Nick Hodges. Anyway, anything, CJ, anyone gonna be homeless gonna be you if you don't pay that child support, nigga. She gonna take you very.
she can come at it. She ain't getting nothing. She drinks your blood, too.
Hey, you say that now, motherfucker.
I will say that now, and I will say that forever into the darkness.
That justice system gonna get your ass, nigga.
Hey, you know what? I saw, you know, speaking of justice system, I saw the saddest and awesome documentary in the world. Dear Zachary.
Hey, that's your baby?
Dear Zachary, and my God. I think I can get away with this.
Wow. Okay, he just heard it himself. He just admitted to it.
I admit that.
He didn't get away. You did. Just admitted that shit. You just said, oh, I think I can get away with it. What the hell, CJ?
Wait for something that's not yours.
Oh, CJ.
And I'm like, I keep saying you niggas. You funny. It's like you keep throwing yourself under the bridge. You guilty, nigga. That's your kid.
I can't wait until I make the biggest bet in the world and have you bet all your life savings. I can take everything from you.
I can't wait to win. Morris wouldn't even have to do a blood test. He'd be like, nigga, just raise your child. I would be
damned if I have Morris tell me what I need to do.
Would it be like when Jordan Marquez kicked you? Yeah, same reaction to that.
Yeah, pretty much, I'll be just as assaulted.
I can't wait for me and Cody to have free tickets and that audience member saying, we told you, nigga! We told you! And you know what? You know the fuck of it? We'll bring JC Murphy with us, too.
Let's make it happen, please. Damn. I need to see that.
CJ, why not? It's in your hometown. You get a free ticket. You get to go on that show for free. You get, if you're so confident, give P1, Cody, Jason, and yourself a free trip to Chicago to appear on a TV show where the darkness can prove that you've been right this whole time.
Go.
And you get to do your little jigaboo dance and all that shit when you find out it's not yours. Now, here's the thing now. The opposite coin of that now. It's a two-faced nigga. If that baby turns out to be yours, which it is, because I'm 100% sure on this now. I'm about 98% sure that this is your child at this point. Every day it just goes up by percent. You will be laughed at, and I will never let, I don't know about Cody, but I will never let this end from the point of that.
So it's gonna just be like what it is right now. It's just gonna be normal.
No, it's gonna be worse.
It's gonna be worse.
It can be worse because this we're gonna have proof. Then I'm gonna get a copy of that blood that blood test. I'm gonna tell Maury, hey, it's $50, man. Pass that test along right here, bro. I'm gonna post that on your profile page on the website. Nisha Johnson, what's her name?
Who named?
What do you mean, who named? The motherfucker we've been talking about for the past 15 minutes.
I don't know who you're talking about, you son of a bitch.
So is it Denisha Johnson? What's her name?
No, man, that baby has a more ghetto name than that, but definitely not Denisha Johnson.
Oh, you going to get that name changed when you find out it's your kid?
No, I'm saving the real name for my real children.
Mama Bear looked happy about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
The fuck she is, P1. She was down there, she murdered you.
Well, your sister was happy too, man. So it looked like
that. Yeah. No.
Your sister was really happy.
Yeah, I mean, look, see, look, they accepted it, man. Just roll with it, dude.
She even hashtagged it, too.
That's because she get all right. Of course she got a hashtag.
Now, CJ, just because you got a new family don't mean you need to put your old family down now. Shit.
I don't want to put any type of family.
That's not right, man.
That's not right, man. You need to accept both sides of your family now. Your mama was really happy about it. Your sister was even more happy about it. She was like, I got a niece now. Oh, Jesus, whatever. I never thought any of us would have kids, but thank you, CJ, for fucking up and not wearing that.
Definitely not.
Thank you. Apparently, Cody needed to pass some kryptonite condoms to your ass, nigga.
So I can go limp like him? God, no.
Because apparently that bear seed got out. Hey man, you can't deny this shit now. You didn't got over. You damn near gonna get. I'm wanting 100 people to get this. That's gonna be the next poll. Is this child CJ's baby? I'm gonna let that go on. I'm gonna call it Guardians of Your Seed Month.
Guardians of my galaxy, of my darkness seed.
No, we ain't doing no cheap ass puns like that now.
I apologize, people. They are going too far. Yeah. All the joke and everything.
I swear to God, you need to stop talking to Chris and Brian. All right. What the fuck they passing to you, nigga? But you need to stop it, okay?
I guess that joke needed to go into the darkness.
Cut his fucking mic off.
Cut his goddamn mic. cut his fucking mic.
Anyway, how was y'all weekend?
Oh, it was great.
I mean, I want to know about this weekend with you, Cody, and Jason.
Oh, shit, that was before the weekend. That was July 4th.
That was our Friday.
Oh, it was 4th of July this week. Dang, I missed that day.
That started our Friday off, and me and Jason was having a hell of a good time, too, laughing and drinking.
What was he down there for?
He's on Mars right now doing some things that he has to.
Moonbase edition. This is the podcast. Yeah, very select podcast.
He's got a. He's playing video games on different planets and shit like that. So yeah, exactly what he's doing. You ain't listening to his podcast? Of course, that's what he's doing. Yeah. Come on now, people, go to RaySelect.com right now and check out the latest podcast. He's been listening. He's been up
to CJ. You used to know this shit, man. I thought you listened to that.
Yeah.
No.
CJ got too good. See, CJ, you see the thing is, Cody, CJ got too good. Once he's realized, he's just like, oh, I got my own fans and I got a podcast now, or whatever. You know, you'd have four if you showed up on time. And if you actually watched the movie for once.
Oh, God, thank you.
I'll go watch Expendables when that come out, so there we go.
Fuck you.
Man, come on.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I just make for everything else. Yeah, thank you, CJ.
There you go. Because I'm pretty sure you think, you know, you took a bullet, so it's time for me to go take a bullet.
I took no fucking bullet. Okay, hold on. First of all, did we not plan this shit for a month that you was going to get your ass on here and review this fucking movie with us?
I don't know what you're talking about, P1.
Oh, fuck you, CJ.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
I'm about to hop through this goddamn microphone and cut his ass.
You and Cody.
You know, Cody didn't have to see that movie. You know that, right?
You fucking hours, man. 3 fucking hours of my life gone forever. Oh, thanks to you.
I am so sorry, Cody.
You really didn't have to see that movie. Matter of fact, me and him. I even gave him a list of theaters to go to check this piece of shit out. Man, me and him, we had this shit on lockdown being planned, did we not, Cody?
Yes, we did.
And this nigga got the audacity to tell us on the day of recording,
I ain't even seen that movie.
Yeah, I haven't
seen it yet, man. Even though he asked us, Cody, what was the thing he asked? Because I got it on, because that nigga sent me three files, remember? I listened to that third one, and his first statement is, which one y'all want to record first? Knowing that this nigga didn't even see the first. I like how he don't tell us that before recording. He tells us that right when he presses record. This nigga, motherfucker, you.
Yeah, I wish I could feel sorry.
Hey, look at this. See this shit, man? He don't give a fuck.
Dude, he does not give two shit.
Oh, you talk some shit about you.
We really could, yeah, man.
I think it's a, I think we just balance each other out so well.
Balance each other out, okay. Hey, this is the most imbalanced fucking scale I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean imbalanced scale?
We did a 50,
this scale is even.
We did a 50-minute Transformer review, me and Cody, and you hear CJ open up his mouth two fucking times in that whole goddamn review and shit. I remember just looking at Cody sometimes, like, thinking, like, is this nigga ever going to say anything? This nigga ain't going to say a goddamn thing. Shit. Part of me actually was pissed off, to be honest. I was just sitting there looking like, I knew we had to go with the review, but probably just sitting there just like,
yeah, man.
That nigga was here so I could just kick him right in the fucking face right now. Raid to his ass right now in the face.
Fucking son of a bitch, you.
Well, I guess we even. We'll all keep
it even. How the fuck are we even? Me and Cody's been here.
We are even. We have always continue to be even. People listen
how
to the first
50
minutes
shit,
of this, and then you would know why we even.
You brought that shit up,
I brought it up in confidence just to talk to you guys, you know, just to explain things about how funny
you
things
didn't bring happen. Shit up. You asked up.
I didn't ask you a goddamn thing.
People, go back to that episode. DJ sits up there and asks us deliberately, does this baby, send photos, does this baby look like him?
This is all you're doing, CJ. All of this. All of this.
And the second thing is, nigga, your job is to go see a fucking movie, and you didn't do that shit. That ain't fucking fair. I'm making fun of your ass for impregnating some chick and not being a man and taking care of your child.
Oh, Dax, are you equating birth giving to like going to see a shitty Transformers movie for 4 hours?
The fact that you even compared the two together it insults that baby and the baby mama.
Yeah, it would have insulted if it was mine, but it's not.
Damn, CJ. So, and people, I want you to know, even if that wasn't CJ baby, which it is. He claimed that girl to be his friend, and yet that's how he talks about her child?
Man. What girl to be my friend?
Man.
What girl are you talking about?
God damn it, Cody. Is this nigga deaf or what?
Damn, CJ.
What girl are you talking about? The mama? About for the past 20
No, the mama is not even my friend.
Why is your friend on Facebook?
She's not my friend on Facebook. That's how this all started.
Okay, no, it all started in the bedroom.
No.
Oh, family started in the church. Family taught the parents to tell that nigga to wrap it up.
I like back to the episode. I like he was telling the story too. Just like shit, I don't know, shit. Man. Shit would go down on me, but I did have something to drink though that night. I don't remember.
I have something to drink every night.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to excuse this shit right now?
Yes.
People, when CJ drink though, he don't stop at one. And CJ gets fucked up. And when he gets fucked up, his pants fall down. CJ, you fucked that chick, man.
So
Nick gonna ignore us now, okay? Yeah. Nick gonna ignore us.
This shit pass. Does
Cody have any new news and trailers for us?
He's a president or something, because he sure would know how to evade some fucking questions if they ask him or whatever. What are you gonna do about the war on Iraq?
You know what? My daughter got to be picked up from school right now. I'll be back.
I wouldn't even claim that. I don't claim this fake child.
You know what, Cody? He's like Jamie Foxx in that Annie trailer and shit. He just adopted this pet little Negro and shit like that.
My pet Negro. I wish somebody combed my nappy hair.
I wish somebody combed your daughter's hair. That's why you need to keep your
hair.
Oh, man. It's a hard knock life for her. Her hair looks like shit.
Maybe she got some kick up books.
I see why CJ is bald. Oh, makes sense now. thank you. I want to send some thank yous out though. Thank you, Wayne, for making that Photoshop picture, because those are I will give Wayne that. He always knows how to find the best photos. And mash those sons of bitches up together, man. So thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Jason Murphy from RaySelect.com, for posting that beautiful little baby child of CJ's. Thank you, Mexicano, for doing some shit I didn't even see.
I'm surprised you didn't even see that. Like, that was the best one.
Thank you, Craig, for being that great artist that you always have been, man. You are amazing as well.
Stop sending me pictures about my children. Go raise your own fucking children, Craig.
Hey, he's doing a good job with his children.
No, you're not, Craig.
He's there in his
little British bastards. No, Craig.
Craig is doing a great job with his children because he's actually
Yeah, he don't have to do shit.
their hair is always combed. They always dress nice. They always hanging out, partying, whatever. I mean, maybe it's not the same if you actually put some initiative to be in a child's life, but apparently you don't want to. You're going to be a deadbeat Negro, so going to call you deadbeat CJ. Thank you all, Darkios and Spoiling Bastards out there who liked and clicked on the page and loved him for it. Thank you, Child Services, for coming up and making sure that CJ's going to start paying child support.
He's still not going to come after me now.
And thank the judge that's going to be doing this case. Oh, and I want to thank Mari for flying us out here, because I'm definitely going to be putting this shit in now. I'm doing my damn self now. Cody, get your bags packed, man. We're getting a free trip now.
We go get that free trip. I don't mind getting a free trip.
No, we can't wait then. We're going to be in the front fucking row, nigga. How was your weekend, CJ? That's a shame that this happened on a Friday. Your weekend was probably fucked with your mama probably in your ear all week.
You know what? No, because of you guys, I was actually able to start a social experiment by deleting Facebook off my phone. So I didn't have it on my phone.
Oh, I thought you had to have a social experiment by creating another child and leaving it, but okay.
No, but my weekend, it was actually really good because I got a chance to watch a lot of documentaries and catch up on a lot of good movies.
Yeah, you could not watch Transformers.
I'll watch that tomorrow for you.
We don't need you to watch it now, nigga.
Okay, it's late beyond the fact.
I'll go watch it tomorrow for you, Cody, okay?
You know what, Cody?
No.
Ask how the right, weekend went. Because every time I talk about the weekend, it's always some shit he's doing, and we just like, but yet this nigga couldn't show up on okay.
But anyway, so, like, I saw this wonderful but sad documentary called Dear Zachary. Have you guys seen that movie or documentary?
I have not.
Oh, my God. That is one of the best and saddest documentaries you would fucking ever see.
I wouldn't go to best now. It's not that great.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. Come on, now. Movie spoilers. Come on.
What do you mean, man?
Come on now. I'm movie fucking spoilers. Man. I've seen 20 movies. I see every goddamn movie pretty much. All right, shit.
What didn't you like about it that wouldn't say the best documentary?
First of all, it can't be the best documentary because that's probably the first one you've ever seen.
Okay, now we're just taking cheap shots, man. Right.
No, I ain't taking cheap shots, man. When you start doing your job, then the cheap shots will get off your ass, okay? I'm going to ride your ass about Transformers for the rest of the summer.
You know what? P1, you are not Germany, and I'm not Brazil. So come on.
You really got a soccer reference in here?
I don't know. It's in my news feed. That's all I'm saying right now. I don't care.
Show you all, man.
Jesus Christ, man. You know why?
Okay. I
understand why he liked Dear Zachary, though, because what did about a pregnant, unborn lady up in here? Because it was about a child being, it was a pregnant lady, unborn child, ringing the bells, CJ?
Like every other kind of movie, they kind of have pregnant people, yeah. Yeah.
How many pregnant movies is there, CJ?
There's a lot. There's the Christmas movie, you know, Passion of the Christ.
They didn't have that. I'm talking about this year. Name how many pregnant movies there have been.
There was that scene in X-Men when you saw the pregnant
lady. Oh, my God.
Lady.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Transformer 2, how he had to give birth.
That didn't come out this year.
It was symbolism of having those Dinobots come out of that crate.
What the fuck?
People in a movie he didn't even see. Oh, my God. That nigga went away. I said this year. This nigga said Transformers 2. I said...
Anyway, but so what? What didn't you like about this act?
No. Go ahead and talk about your little fucking movie, man. Oh my God! I didn't say I didn't like the movie. I said it's not the best documentary.
The best wonderful and sad documentary. Have you seen one that's like great and sad at the same time?
The Negro. There's 20. There's thousands of that, man. I can even give you one last year. Bully.
No, Bully wasn't all. Nah, I saw that. It wasn't that sad.
I didn't say it was sad, but it was better.
Nah, whatever. Anyway, this actually is just about a guy who making a video. Nah, Senna was okay. I mean, it was good. It was good, but it wasn't this. It wasn't the level of this Zachary.
Shit.
This Zachary was too emotionally.
Waiting for Sugar Man.
No. This Zachary, no.
Okay, CJ, nigga. When you get done taking Zachary's dick out your mouth, all right.
That's horrible. You know, I don't even want to continue this conversation with you now. Think it'll be like that. You're not allowed to see the movies.
You're not allowed to talk to me about movies until your ass starts fucking watching the fucking movies, okay? That you are fucking assigned to a month in a fucking event. You know Guardians of the Galaxy is coming up right away. Do you know that, right?
What's that?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck me. Oh, that's it, nigga. I'm gone.
I'm about to follow you, man. Damn.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a DC.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you fucking with us right now.
This nigga better be fucking with us, Cody. With us. I'm about to go watch the Raid 2, nigga. If you keep fucking with us like this, nigga, because you ain't fucking. About to leave this fucker. You gonna be on your own, Cody. You gonna have to handle this, nigga.
But you know what? Just the long story short about this, Zachary. It was just as you watching it, and at first you feel kind of like, okay, you know, this stuff happens to people all the time. But when you get to that one middle scene, that middle scene in the movie, that was the first time I screamed at a laptop at the screen. I just screamed loud. So it was really great, and then. It kind of was down on your movie, but I was able to pick myself up because of you dicks and all the people liking my Facebook page. So that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
you actually watched this movie. You didn't watch the trailer like that, right?
No, I didn't watch the goddamn trailer, you son of a whore.
You're not allowed to call nobody son of a bitch because that's what you do, so... Cody, was that not a legitimate question right there?
That's a very legitimate question. We always have to ask that question when it comes to CJ.
And then this weekend, through Sunday, I got a PS4. And
you're actually going to use it?
I'm playing Assassin's Creed 4. I'm actually playing Assassin's Creed Black Flag, so I'm kind of in the middle. I'm going
to download trailers off the PlayStation Store and watch those.
Cody, I was about to ask the same question. So are you plan on using that? Yeah, that's a waste of your money then, nigga, if you ain't going
to play. But I didn't pay any money for it.
CJ, are you only going to play Metal Gear in that system? Because if so, that system was a waste of your $400 whatever dollars you spent on that.
I'm actually playing Black Flag. The only thing about Black Flag, like the opening of it, I'm playing it. And you kill the I don't fuck it. It's not a spoiler. It's like this is what Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's Assassin's Creed. I don't give a fuck about the story at this point. Just,
yeah, I know. You like some like rusty ass pirate come and you kill a.
I could have sworn me Cody gave the description to him. So let's go. Continue. You know what? We're gonna call this episode "Catching Up with CJ."
Is that every week now?
That show seems like, because Cody, did not me and you have a long-ass conversation on this show about motherfucking Black Flag? That nigga didn't say shit, but now all of a sudden he's got a deep intake about it. That's nigga.
I'm just saying, how a pirate going to kill an assassin, you know? But,
oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Okay, CJ. You ain't got to describe the game to us, but we're glad that you played it. Whatever. I don't know if you know, but me and Cody, if you do listen to the shows, which I don't think you do, but me and Cody already described the goddamn game and went to full depth about it.
Well, you played the game.
Okay, goddamn. Okay, you know what?
Well, I guess it's time for topics, right?
I'm still waiting on your documentary list of all these documentaries you said you saw. I've only heard one so far.
I mean, I was just on a movie watching spoil, you know. Like I saw Under the Skin, the one with, what's that girl's name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a weird little movie, but it was fine.
A weird little movie. Man,
it was a weird little movie.
I can't wait to hear your 6-minute review of that now. Because people, I like how your punk ass made your video private all of a sudden and shit.
I unprived it for you.
Bullshit.
That's why you didn't post it. I was wondering why you didn't post that video. A motherfucker made it private.
I unprived it. No, I really did unprivate it.
On the review, on our Avengers review, I posted the link on that, and every time people click on it, they've been telling me, that shit's private, yo. Which wasn't private for me and Cody when we watched it.
Because I unprivated it, and I thought I left it like that.
Uh-huh. This Negro. I swear.
Okay, CJ.
All right, well, that's what my weekend.
By the way, Death of a Nation was better than your little Zachary movie.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to... I don't even... Okay, that's
it. That nigga probably don't even know what that is. He probably said, shit, I don't... That's it. Oh, okay, if you want. Yeah, sure. Should I keep going with the documentaries, though?
Just go ahead, man. Yes, your penis is large. Is that what you wanted me to say? What else you want?
You gonna make a bold statement by saying it's the greatest documentary ever? Shit,
it was.
You only seen one,
and that was one great one.
Oh Jesus! That's like you saying Metal Gear Solid is the best video game ever, even though that's the only one.
It is.
Okay, then they go. Okay.
Man, this is very productive talk we're having right now.
It really is. We ain't getting no. We I swear to God, people, we will never get through on CJ. This is the most complicated thing ever. Cody, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was cool, man. It was a pretty quiet weekend. Just stayed at home pretty much.
Yeah.
Caught up with some shows. Watched a new show called Tyrant. I don't know if y'all caught that yet. It's on FX.
I checked some of those episodes. I've been told you, man, I've been trying to catch up on them FX shows.
Yeah, that show's pretty promising start so far. So looking forward to see how that pans out.
I finally finished Orange is the New Black. So
what you think?
Orange is the New Crack.
Second season isn't as great as the first one. I gotta say, Piper, fuck that bitch. I can't. She's on my fucking nerves for the last goddamn time. I can't stand that bitch.
I actually like the second season better than the first one.
There's a lot of problems with second season. First off, like, they always end the show with something, and then it doesn't pick up from that, and then you find out about it like a little tidbit. Like, they make a big deal about it in the previous episode, and then they go on to the second episode doing something else. Tasty, matter of fact, I don't like any of the black characters except for Pusey and V. I think all those black characters are just playing fucking stereotypes, to be honest.
Pretty much.
Most of them
don't
like
them. Especially from the first season. I mean, I only watched saw the first season, and I haven't seen the second one yet. But even when I was first watching it, it was just like, these people look a little bit too real for me.
It almost felt like Tasty had more, at least those characters had a little bit more depth to them. Like, there's meaning to them. But now, it just seemed like they just some bougie-ass niggas. and I'm tired of I think what my problem I have with mainly is that it's just going back and forth. Like, you know, Piper and Jason Bateman, either they together or they not together. What the fuck are they, man? She keeps calling them and shit. I'm like, bitch, I thought y'all broke up. Shit, what the fuck? And then you got the whole Pusey and Tasty thing. It's like, are y'all friends? Y'all not friends? Whatever. I'm just like, all right, man, y'all need to wrap this shit up.
Okay.
Pick it up.
Now you just said bougie. What do you mean by bougie?
That bougie. I'm confused by that.
By bougie, I mean they just like some ghetto-ass trash.
Isn't that the complete opposite?
Well, I'm talking about my way. They them bougie-ass niggas, what? I mean.
Wait, what?
They try to act like this. Uh-huh. They try to act as if they not, you know, that ghetto ass piece of trash, or whatever. But then, you know, when you get down to it, like, oh, okay, you really are just nothing but some piece of shit right here, or whatever. You're nothing more. So they try to act as if like what they do has meaning to it, or whatever. It's just like, you ain't nothing but some ghetto fucking piece of trash right here.
All right. One thing I'd have to say about season two, I thought it wrapped up a bit too cute. Like at the end.
Oh, that ending where I guess we get where someone
go ahead, spoil it.
V fucking gets hit by a car. That did kind of end cute too. I really think season one was better. It didn't hate season two, but I ain't gonna lie. Halfway through it got bored to the point where I stopped watching it for a while and pretty much watched Attack on Titan all the way through and shit, and then just said, "Well, we only got 4 episodes left of this. Might as well just go ahead and finish it." And I was kind of like, "Eh."
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't feel that way, but to each their own.
Yeah, so the black characters, I can't stand them, to be honest. I can't stand them. They serve no fucking purpose in that show whatsoever except to play the race card.
Yeah, I know. Even with Crazy Eyes, everybody's like, oh, yeah, Crazy Eyes is magnificent. And stuff like, yeah. She is some crazy ass bitch with big eyes, I guess.
Exactly. Whatever. Season 2, CJ, man, they play that race card a little too fucking much. It seems like the white characters, I'm not even worried about that, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first saw the first season, I just thought of it like, you know, the privileged type girl in prison, and she got to learn how to live amongst these, you know, not because they're not even like hard prison. They're just like, you know.
Shit, they make prison look fun. Let's just say that.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like a sleepover, you know, look like a little camp style.
Oh, yeah.
You bunk with people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one show I did finish or whatever as well is that goddamn House of Cards season 2. Now that is a fucking better season than the first season.
Yeah.
God damn, that show was good.
Yeah, House of Cards. That's some wild shit right there.
Yeah. Orange is New Black kind of got a little cutish, like you said, cartoonish. Thought it was going to be some real drama here, but Piper, that bitch is fucking annoying, dude. That was like, she cannot be your main character, seriously.
Yeah, I think Orange is the New Black, you got to wait, because, you know, that first season, everybody kind of thought of it as female Oz, and then when you start watching it, like, oh, this is a comedy.
It's a Disney version.
But
yeah, pretty much.
But
yeah, because I...
Oh, go ahead, CJ.
I was just saying, I remember watching Oz, and Oz fucked me up.
Oz, that's a whole other story right there, yeah.
I don't know why I saw like 2 seasons of Oz, and I was always afraid of that show, but I still watched it because it was so good, but it was so horrible.
The dirtiest, grimiest show on HBO. Like of all time.
It was man rape. Nothing but man rape left and right.
Game of Thrones, even True Detective, I don't think they got shit on the dirtiness of Oz.
I don't think Game of Thrones definitely don't got nothing on Oz. until you have the Hound start getting man raping people.
Oz was some other shit, man. That was some scare straight program for a TV show.
That scared me more than the scare straight. Mm-hmm. Watching Oz.
I think Orange is the New Black has some of the best female characters on there, but I think season 2 kind of dropped the ball with some of them or whatever. But then again, Piper, I never really liked that bitch in first. As a matter of fact, she's a scared dog.
About season 2, they put Piper more so in the background because season 2 is much more of an ensemble season more than anything.
Somewhere in the middle, they keep going back to her plot line, and that shit gets old. It really does.
Yes, she was gay. Yes, she was stealing money. And
that whole story with her and Jason Bateman, when that shit, I think it was like episode maybe 9 or 10 or something where that shit kept going, I was just like, all right, man. And then that whole furlough shit, that shit was so fucking, I hated that whole goddamn episode. Oh, her talking about her furlough. She's a selfish bitch, to be honest, whatever. All she talks about is her furlough, her grandmother, whatever, and one chick's talking about how Red got injured and shit like that. She's still talking about, but hey, you know, Alex is coming to see me. It's like, bitch, don't nobody give a fuck about you. Shit. Somebody need to whoop her ass, to be honest. That should have been her, not Red. No.
So I was, you know, I will go back and watch this season 2. But, I enjoyed Orange is the New Black as it first came out, but after that, you know, I'll see. I haven't heard a lot of good hype about season 2. And thank you for confirming it. So.
I'm not confirming anything. I'm just, to be honest, I haven't heard anything about season two neither, but I'm just now finishing it. They probably.
Well, doesn't that say something though? You know, if you don't hear a lot of, I mean, when it first came out, that first 3 days, you kind of heard a lot of stuff, but then kind of died out.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I mean, people are still talking about House of Cards and shit. I mean, so.
Yeah.
As far as Emmy consideration go, man, I think it's going to be a pretty good Emmys this series. This year. I'm really looking forward to seeing who's going to take it, actually. Even though we all know it's going to be Breaking Bad. I mean, because that's like the Gimme Award now. They kind of like Pixar for the Oscars now, you know.
All you got to do is just give it to Breaking Bad, you know. It's not like it compete against anything else.
You know what? After seeing season two of House of Cards, I'm like,
Are they going to start bringing things like Netflix to the Emmys? Will that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay.
And you know you got that and True Detective. I'm just like, maybe I need to go back and see that last season of Breaking Bad. But I ain't gonna lie, True Detective, man, that kind of blew me away. And that was first season too.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what fucking blew my fucking mind. That's the first season.
Yeah, I mean, it's for Breaking Bad. I've said this multiple times. It took me 3 seasons to get into that. To the point where I love it like I love it now. I mean, I was into it, but not to where I was putting that on my top 5 TVs I need to watch or whatever and shit. If anything, that was like in the background of that. I'll get to it when I get to it. And then it got really good come season 3. Season 1 and 2, I didn't give 2 shits about it. But True Detective came out with 2 actors that ain't never worked together and just fucking blew away the chemistry and the mystery of the whole story putting together and shit.
I agree.
Yeah, I kind of want to see True Detective because I just saw that other movie, The Messenger, with what's his name?
Oh, The Messenger. who directed that again? I fucking forgot his name.
But they had what was the guy named?
Woody Harrelson and Steve Buscemi in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi had a cameo, but yeah, but you know, I just see how he is a good chemistry. He worked well with different actors and actors. I mean, you look at, what is it, Zombieland. Look at Hunger Games. That's a weak one. But Zombieland, Hunger Games, The Messenger. What other movies he did? He kind of has a team up with people.
Six Nights.
not wrong.
What movie was that?
Come on, man. White Man Can Jump, man.
Come on, cheek.
Oh, my goodness. I totally forgot about White Man Can Jump.
He's worked with Kat Dennings in this movie called The Defender, too. He's done a couple of shit, so.
Yeah, he's really a good, if anything, he's like Idris Elba in Pacific Rim, how he was.
Okay, I won't go that far, nigga. That's an insult, man.
Wait. No, I'm just saying, you know, in that movie, how he was like, I can merge with anybody because my mind is clear.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, you just remind me of that bullshit dialogue in that movie. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm
saying, man, I only said it because I was in Best Buy and I saw that fucking movie. And I'm
man,
like,
that's
oh
not
God.
Horrible, too. Jesus Christ. You just assembled my hate for that movie even more. I was like, whoa, that was a line.
That movie was pretty bad when you're watching it in Best Buy. They're like, take it home on Blu-ray. I'm like, I will not.
Fuck that.
I will leave this here.
Holy grail, man. Damn.
Take that shit to the landfill.
Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, why are they training by fighting with bamboo sticks in the middle of the dungeon?
I've been fucking saying that for 2 years now, shit. And people still think
that. Yeah, last year, him. It's like, no, it's bad.
Shit.
I'm lying all fucked up.
Who even fucking came out? Why the fuck are they having training montages and shit when they ain't a fucking robot that don't involve any kind of martial arts whatsoever? They are fucking you stupid fucking fanboy. God damn. Oh, but Transformers is the stupidest thing I've ever fucking seen. Have you not seen Pacific Rim? Jesus fucking Christ. Where the fuck they gonna go with a sequel after this fucking movie, huh?
Really? Where are they gonna go?
Same thing with Transformers.
You know what they gotta do? They gotta bring his brother back to the dead. His brother gonna be inside of one of the monsters. And him and his brother gonna have to team up. Monsters and robots fighting other robots and monsters.
Why don't they just steal a plot line from Attack on Titan and he just becomes a fucking monster out of nowhere? Hey, how about that, Niche?
What do you got? Gotta go to
I'm sure there's some anime fanboy out there right now going like,
that's not a bad fucking deal, actually. You know what?
Don't give Guillermo del Toro any ideas. Direct an Attack on Titan. No. Don't do it.
A million and one ideas going on in his head or whatever. But, you know what? We might as well go ahead and give one topic out. Because, Cody, if you have one significant topic you'd like to bring up, because, you know what?
We're going to hit 50 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's significant. It's been a fucking slow news week. So, I got a little bullshit story right here. Might make y'all laugh. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
It made me laugh for the weekend. That's good enough.
Let's see. This report comes from IGN. News just came out today, actually. Transformers Age of Extinction screenwriter.
Oh, shit.
Aaron Kruger.
You know what? Someone just posted this on my timeline right now.
He has just been tapped to write and produce a live-action Dumbo movie.
What?
Yeah. Exactly what I fucking said.
Fuck.
Yeah, so, the report goes, after the blockbuster success of Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, Disney has been busy turning many of their animated classics into live-action films, most recently with the Sleeping Beauty, retelling Maleficent, and the upcoming Cinderella and Jungle Book. Now, they got fucking Dumbo on the way.
Like, yeah. All I got to say is, Jamie Foxx going to be playing Dumbo?
You never know, man.
No, you're going to be the Crows.
No, they already got somebody for the Crows. It was the motherfuckers that played Mudflap and Skids and Transformers or whatever. So.
Tom Kenny to voice the Crows. There you go.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of things. I've never seen a Negro fly.
I swear to God, that cartoon was racist as fuck with them birds.
It was.
I've seen a hog fly. I've seen a bulldog fly. I done seen them fly. What the fuck? What kind of coonish shit is this?
There was a scene where they had slaves in the background. They're beating on the slaves. I'm like, what does this represent? Why are there slaves being beaten?
Man, you look at cartoons our parents used to watch, and if you watch them today, you'd be like, God damn, this is some racist shit right here, too.
I don't know how they got away with all that. They get mad at South Park?
Exactly.
Is the most racist
show. Oh, my God.
I was watching on the I think it was the Boom Channel or whatever. Yeah. Oh, my God. I saw Speedy Gonzales. I was like, this motherfucker is
crazy. Yeah, he was some of those old school animes, like that character in Dragon Ball Z. What's his name? Popo.
Mr. Popo.
Popo.
And then they got that one Pokemon. I forgot the name of her. She was like a
Jinx.
Transgender. Yeah, Jinx. I was like, come on, y'all serious with this shit?
You know what? Now the Japanese have always drawn racist cartoons.
Right.
There's a show, and it's on. I know they are. It's on the Cartoon Network called Soul Eater. And
yeah, sounds familiar.
This is how fucking racist it is. But it is so subconsciously racist. There's a witch on Soul Eater, and she flies on a black tadpole. Now the tadpole is black with some red coon lips. And the tadpole is named Tadpole Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Tadpole Johnson.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I am not kidding you at all. And they say the name and everything in English and everything.
Wow.
And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what is this based on? So I Wikipedia, and it was like, they were based off, like, I think something that had to do with something with Michael Jackson in some weird way. Because he was black or whatever, but they called it Tadpole Jackson.
Tadpole Jackson.
It can't be no worse than the Americans creating them shows you said that was getting created. Those racist fucking, what was it called? With Anthony Anderson's black ass and shit.
Oh my God, you mean I'm all fresh off the boat. Black like me or something?
Blackish, I think is what it's called.
Blackish, yeah, blackish.
Why don't they just call it a nigger?
Look at the tadpole Johnson shit. This is some fucking shit.
Tadpole Johnson sounds like a masterpiece compound. This is fresh off the boat, okay?
God damn. No shame, man.
I'd watch Tadpole Johnson over any day if I'm watching Fresh Off the Boat. That sort of guy. And you know it's a comedy. Anthony Anderson is attached to it. It's a comedy.
Oh, God. Yeah, but this Dumbo shit, man. I do wonder if they're going to incorporate those crows.
I wonder if that's even a rumor. Like that.
No, it ain't a rumor, man. It's real.
Why would you want to waste his time?
How do you even do a live action? Like, I'm hey, serious.
What's the fucking point? Do you think this shit like gonna be really successful? Like,
I personally don't think it's real. To be honest, like, I'm about to do a Martin right now and say that movie ain't happening.
Right, and then one, is Dumbo a, Dumbo, isn't that a property of Disney?
Yeah.
Like Dumbo, or is Dumbo like free range or whatever you call that?
It's Disney, it's Disney.
But like, yeah, they're not going to let anybody just do Dumbo.
Is Andy Serkis playing Dumbo? Because that's the only way I see this working, is if Andy Serkis plays it. I don't see how far this movie could go, to be honest. Like Maleficent, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Jungle Book, that makes sense. Aladdin makes sense. Cinderella, Snow White, those make sense. Dumbo, yeah. I don't.
Dumbo's about like some single mom trying to raise a little fat son.
But ever since Maleficent came out, there's been a lot of talk of just like, oh, Lion King's getting a live action. I'm just like, I wonder if people is just saying this now or whatever.
No, you know what this is? This is like when you run out of regular bread in your bread bag, and you say, you know what? We can make a sandwich off the ends.
Yeah.
No, you know what? We ran out of ends. Okay. We can make the sandwich out the crumbs and the plastic. Let's do that.
I ain't gonna lie. You make me hungry for a sandwich right now.
Get that Disney sandwich.
In the words of Ice Cube, what are you doing in my house eating a big ass sandwich and shit? No, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I see this when I believe it. I believe when I see this, okay?
Yeah, it's happening, man. All the trade websites are reporting it. Everywhere, man. It's happening.
I see the Zorro and goddamn Django crossover before I believe this.
Okay.
You don't understand how far Transformers has changed my whole perspective of movies.
Hey, man, if that shit is still lasting today, believe in Dumbo, my friend.
I can't wait for this movie to come out so motherfuckers can say, I told you people.
I'm the motherfucker that says it. I told you.
Seriously, we've really gotten to this point now, huh? Okay. All right. You know what? I'll give it a chance. If this news is good, true, I will give it a chance because, you know what, I didn't see some of the worst ideas turn into some great movies. That Facebook movie is one of them.
Oh, yeah, but okay. That Facebook movie also had Aaron Sorkin writing it.
Yeah, that is true. I will give this brother a chance because that Transformers one is the first one I only saw him write. So, and plus, he had a lot of people writing them with him, and plus Michael Bay.
Last one, don't forget that.
Oh, he did the last one too?
Yes.
Oh, then fuck this guy. Never mind. Never mind. I forgot he wrote that last one too. Didn't he write the second one too?
I'm not sure. I think that was Orchim Kurtzman.
Okay, yeah. I forgot the first part. Okay, yeah. Fuck this guy then. So never mind then. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. This all rides on a director now. If they can get a fucking director to slap this goddamn dude upside his fucking head, then shit. Then whatever. But yeah, I'm gonna go on the Martin Thomas rant and say that ain't happening. I ain't never thought I'd be saying shit like that in Hollywood until I saw Transformers, but that ain't happening.
July 8th, 2014, 847. I'm noting it. I'm noting it right now.
I'm about to make a goddamn blog post, but that ain't happening, bro. Oh, my God.
That's awesome. So
fucking getting some questions now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. Oh, before we get into questions, I am looking forward to your review this week of, what's it called?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Dawn of the Apes.
I can't wait to talk about that. I'm actually pumped. I'm actually going to go see it a second time this weekend. So.
Nice.
You get that, people. Get your tickets now so you go see
it. Oh, yeah, definitely get your tickets now. It's definitely worth the rent. Damn.
Going to the question. Will you spoil yourself?
I'm playing around. I'm pumped to see this movie. If I will have to say anything, I'd definitely go see this movie. Andy Serkis, man, that man delivers. I've seen Better Heart with that monkey than I did in Tammy and fucking Transformers and two fucking movies. So yeah, I definitely go see this movie, people.
Yep. Will do.
The P1 exclusive there. Here we go. We got from the darkness at the movies. The what is this shit called? Next Avengers: Heroes of Tomorrow.
Darkness.
More like heroes of fucking 20 years from now, whatever and shit. If them are heroes of tomorrow, then fuck. Shit. You better join Ultron then.
My man Daryl, he says, I'm currently in the process of getting to all forms of Avengers-related material for Age of Ultron. Do you guys recommend any Avengers comics to read? I'm with you, Daryl, man. These Avengers, I mean, not these Avengers movies, these just Marvel movies in period have gotten me going back into the comics and any other adaptations of them as well. I caught up finally, finally finished catching up with Guardians of the Galaxy and shit. So I'm actually super pumped for that now. But how about you guys? Any Avenger comics to read? You got any recommendations for us?
I would say go look for towards the actual Age of Ultron comic written by Bendis. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not exactly based on those, but it's going to be inspired, of course. But that was a pretty good run.
The best run of Ultron is what you need to look for, Daryl, is the one by Kurt Busiek, which it was Ultron Unlimited. Everybody knows that was one of the best Ultron runs. I think that was Avengers Volume 3, no, issue number 0, and issue 19 through 23, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
And for all my lazy people out there who don't want to read none of these goddamn comic books, you should try to go get the, or watch on Netflix, Ultimate Avengers. Or Heroes Ultimate. Almighty Avengers.
No, don't watch any of that shit. Just watch Earth Mightiest Heroes. There you go.
Earth Mightiest Heroes. Earth Mightiest Heroes.
Are you holding up that DVD again?
there's a lot. As a matter of fact, the Avengers had a lot of good runs, too, and a lot of good authors. If you want to really look into a good battle of Avengers run, look at the Korvac saga, which was Avengers volume 1 number issue number 167 through 168 and 170 through 177. There was a lot of good fight scenes in those, a lot of death too. The most obvious one is the Kree and Skull War. Check out the one from obviously the writer. You got to find this writer too. This is personally for me, this is my favorite one. It was Roy Thomas, and the artist illustrator was Neil Adams. And I believe those are Avengers Volume 3, issue 89 through 97. And then you got a shit like a shit from Roger Stern era, the Under Siege, which was about the Masters of Evil pretty much. That came up. You got it was Avengers Volume 1, 270 through 277. And personally, one of my favorites, all-time favorites, is the Kang Dynasty, which once again, the same guy that did the Ultron Unlimited, Avengers Volume 3, issue 41 through 55. That one was fucking amazing. So Kang was always one of my favorite Avengers villains.
He was after that black ass.
So yeah, definitely. There's a lot of Avengers runs you could check out too.
I actually, before I stopped reading a lot of them, I used to read a lot of Deadpool, and I kind of came in on the tail end of the Invasions, and I was reading the. I always followed Deadpool until it just darkened too ridiculous.
I would never know that after watching your Avengers review.
No, really?
When you didn't know.
Hey, I think you would know that if you talked to me and look at Deadpool.
When you didn't know a goddamn thing about it. What did you call? He called him Vector? Ultron was Vector?
You know, he called it Voltor.
Oh, and Deadpool was an X-Man. And he's probably an Avenger for like.
He was everything.
Avenger for like 2 issues. So.
Deadpool. He was everything and nothing at the same time.
I would recommend that Deadpool video game too. If you're not, I think that's, to be honest, Deadpool has a great run, but that's probably one of the best live action, or not live, which is action, live action or animated action adaptation I've seen of him personally.
Yeah, I think the only thing that kind of come close to that if you get that Marvel Ultimate Alliance. The first game, and you take out all the other characters and just play Deadpool all the way through. That's the only thing he can get closer.
Oh, and Marvel vs. Capcom, was it 3?
Yeah, 3.
Most recent one that just came out with Deadpool. Yeah, he's in there. Whatever they got, it. They got little quirks of him doing what he does in there as well. So,
yeah, good luck figuring out trying to play that shit. Damn,
man, that ridiculous.
Yeah, you will have fucking seizures now. Granted, I mapped it because I used to play that shit in arcade every goddamn day.
God bless you, man, because goddamn, that control scheme, man.
Man, you will fucking, if you didn't, I'm going to tell you this right now. Now, most people, you probably will because you new age gamers, you will get involved in it. But the only reason why I'm able to keep up with it is because I used to spend my days as a kid in the arcade playing all those Marvel vs. Capcom. Right, that was like one.
Man, me too.
That was the second game I got on the Dreamcast is when that shit came out, was Marvel vs. Capcom and shit.
You know? And me too, man. I love the Marvel's Capcom 2. But when, I gotta admit, when 3 came out, I wouldn't play it, man. Yeah, I kind of liked that whole comic style look that he had.
Yeah, it was cool.
I really enjoyed that look. I didn't think it was 8-bitty or not. It didn't bother me. It looked like you actually looking at your comics fighting on the screen. But then when they made him into 3D, it was more like, it's a little 3D thing.
They need to fucking call it Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Too much shit going on screen.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, yeah. That video game did better justice to the Galactus than that fucking Fantastic Four movie did.
It's hard to do, but yeah.
Yeah, it really ain't.
I can have a bootleg picture hand-drawn by me of Galactus.
Oh, God.
That would do a better justice than that Galactus in that movie.
I got this old Galactus toy I got stashed in my fucking closet.
Cody, just go ahead and tweet the antenna. That would do better.
Matter of fact, yeah, if you got some aluminum foil and an old antenna for your TV, you can make a better Galactus helmet out of what that movie did. So,
if you take a picture of your drunk uncle biting the ground outside, that is a better picture of Galactus.
Yes,
if you take a shit, it'll probably form a better Galactus head than what the fuck you saw in that goddamn movie. I'm pretty much sure about that. That Fantastic Four movie is the ultimate insult of all comic book films. That is one of the worst fucking comic book movies. That is Marvel's Batman and Robin.
Step beyond that, man. At least I can watch Batman and Robin.
I don't know about that now.
I can't watch the Silver Surfer go off into space and say, all right, I will sacrifice myself. And then he shoots nothing and blows up.
A part of me would like to agree with you, but after watching Batman Begins in the Dark Knight, I ain't never going back and watching no fucking Batman and Robin.
None of you on LSD or anything?
Hell no.
That really shit, drunk, man.
That shit is insulting, to be honest, when you go back and watch that movie and see what it does. It really is. It's the most insulting thing I've ever seen on a comic book history or whatever. That shit will bang, man. Yeah. and Batgirl, oh my God. We started that bit. Oh, Alfred, Uncle, bitch, that nigga too old to be your fucking uncle. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. That you know, that movie ain't an insult to comic. That movie's an insult to Batman's legacy.
Less we talk about that, the better.
Yeah. I have a feeling I'm going to be reviewing that on Throwback Tuesday soon now. Monica, she says, how do you guys feel about Lindsay Lohan suing Grand Theft Auto 5 for making a character that resembled her?
How many times is she going to try to sue somebody?
Personally, I thought that character looked hotter than she did. I was like,
if she want to sue somebody for every time they have a drunken prostitute on television, then
right,
she be suing the world.
Man, I know Rockstar is laughing this shit off because this ain't going nowhere.
Everybody trying to sue Rockstar for that goddamn game. I got one word. Well, I got two words for you, Lindsay. Parody, bitch.
Yep.
Now, if anything, why would she try to say that's me? She said, hey, guys, that's me. You see that horrible, drunken, suave person on that video game? That's me, and I want to sue. I want to tell everybody that's me.
I mean, her.
Even though nobody was
the video game poster they did for that character, there is a photo of Lindsay doing that same pose and shit, but once again, parody, bitch. You ain't getting a goddamn thing off no fucking parody or whatever, because it don't resemble you. You can't prove that, so you're not getting a goddamn thing out of Rockstar. Rockstar probably laughing their ass off. They're probably saying, put that shit in the bottom pile of our lawsuits right now.
It's just another Monday for Rockstar. That's all it is.
Man, I get sick and tired of people complaining about fucking Grand Theft Auto 5, to be honest. I think the first one that came out was just, oh, I don't like how they made, what's that nigga name now? I forgot his name.
talking about?
The black kid.
Deontay?
No.
Oh, you kind of pertaining to this game?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Franklin.
Franklin, yeah. I, when they was making fun of his, talking about he's just playing a black stereotype. Nigga, it's Grand Theft Auto.
Now, to be fair, now what would make you say that different than what you said about Orange is the New Black people?
Because they actually had sense in the first season. Tacy actually felt like an actual reasonable character. Now she's just loud and shit, obnoxious or whatever. And it's a movie about, it's a TV show about being in prison. Doesn't mean a character has to be a fucking stereotype because they're in prison, especially if they ended up in prison for a cause that was something different. Tacy was on the streets. She went in with V or whatever because, you know, she didn't have no family, no family ties or whatever. Nobody take care of her. So she felt like she felt placed in this reason where it doesn't mean she got to act like a ghetto trashy ass hoe. Compared to where Franklin... Where it's been 8 fucking video games, not to mention handheld spinoffs and computer ones about a game that usually deals with what are the main characters? Gangsters or mobsters?
Yep.
So you expect that out of this. Orange is the New Black isn't a TV show about gangsters and mobsters.
It's about people that are in jail. It's about people that did something bad, or supposedly did something bad, they end up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So
some of them,
you know, when you hear about people in jail, you're not going to think the best. You're going to automatically think
some of them.
Home.
You don't even know the reason why they're in jail.
Mm, right.
Some of them was caught in the wrong place, wrong time, whatever.
And that was true. Yeah.
So I mean, to sit up here and bitch about that for Franklin, whatever, it's just like, do you not know what game you playing? Seriously, if you bought a Grand Theft Auto game in 2014 and you bitching about something like that, then you shouldn't buy no more then.
I felt strongly about not strongly, but I felt a way about the Franklin character. But you know what I did? I didn't buy that goddamn game. So.
Well, then you missed out, nigga.
Did you see that?
Because I was about to say, don't you do a podcast called The Fucking Darkness? So, ain't you beat Daddy right about now? So.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And didn't you grow up in Chicago where 80 niggas was just shot?
That's in the wrong place. That's because they were in the wrong place, okay? That don't mean anything. You already know my backstory. We were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! All right.
I can tell you this right now. I grew up with niggas like Franklin. Okay, I can tell you that right now. So, I don't know about you, Cody, CJ, but I grew up with niggas like Franklin. You can go down there right now and hear niggas like Franklin. You know the niggas like Franklin? Mark Cuban talked about them. He said they wear hoodies. There you go.
I'm bringing all these stories in right now. Goddamn. Let's move on for these out of hand.
My man Lance Garrison, he says that, what capacity do you guys think Andy Serkis will play in Avengers 2? Also, who will he play if he plays anyone big at all? Man, we don't work at Disney or Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as we know, he's just helping out Mark Ruffalo, and that's it.
Oh no, that word came out. He's gonna be in the movie as well too now. So, but yeah, we
I haven't heard that got confirmed yet. So,
oh, it got
who is that again?
Oh wait, I shouldn't say that. Then. Never mind. I'll be spoiling shit now. Whatever. So. Oh, it got confirmed, but we'll keep that for a side talk later. Yeah, I don't work for Disney or Marvel, so I can't speak for that. Only people that know that right now is probably Andy Serkis, Josh Whedon, and whoever else is working on this film. I tell you what Andy Serkis is doing though right now. Goddamn Dawn of the Planet Apes.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be funny if he's Ultron and Ultron face doesn't even move?
I don't see that.
His face moves into what?
It doesn't move. It doesn't move. Uh-oh. They just get him just to put his name behind Ultron face.
Well, see, the thing is, we can't say Andy Serkis may be, is because I don't really know the full cast of who's going to be in the movie yet, to be honest. I mean, they're still talking about who's going to be in it and stuff. I mean, and Marvel's being secretive about some characters that might be in the film as well, so he could be a side character that leads up into the third film, or he could just be just a character in the background that you don't even know about, so, or he could just be just a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent for all we know.
Well, that'd be kind of hard to accomplish because, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s kind of disbanded, but.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, like a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent that's, like, you know, kind of, I guess, still a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, but not, like, under working for S.H.I.E.L.D., you know. I don't know what he'd be called. Yeah. He's an ex-communicated yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, I guess.
yeah, and he's like, he's playing that, I guess. I don't know.
He could be that crazy motherfucker that'd be like, S.H.I.E.L.D. ain't done yet, motherfucker. he could be Black Widow's ass cheek, you know. You know that needs some live action into it right now.
I saw that ass cheek on Under the Skin. You do not need to be that.
Oh,
that ass cheek was fine by itself.
It's fucking perfect right now.
It was perfect.
Oh, man. Hottest woman in Hollywood right now. Cynthia, what do you guys think of Kanye West getting booed and hearing the crowd chant, "We want Drake"?
Wow.
Wow.
Damn, it's gotten that bad now? When the crowd asked for Drake instead of Kanye West? Holy shit. Okay. I don't know all the details about this. I heard a little tidbit. Apparently he went on like a 15-minute rant about something.
You know what? I don't know anything of this story.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about him.
Was it a BT thing?
I don't know, man. He's a concert somewhere. He went on like a long rant, which he always does, about something.
But the chant, "We want Drake," man. That's a sad day in hip-hop. Yeah. That's
very fucking sad. Very fucking sad. I mean, Kanye, how far have you stooped, man? God damn.
when your mama died, you really did sell your soul, nigga.
Damn, you're absolutely right. That's when he just fell the fuck off.
Man, that nigga lost his goddamn mind, man.
Oh.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I don't know how I would feel if I was a rapper and got booed off stage and hearing people, "We want Drake." I would quit.
Yeah, man, that's the fuck. That's the insult in all insults, man.
I hope that was a concert and they paid for it. Because if I was him, I'm with you. I would have just walked right off the stage and left.
I'm assuming if they chanted, "We want Drake," he was there. So this must have been like one of them summer concerts they do where everybody's there or some shit like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Was it in Bonnaroo?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to look it up now. Might as well. Shit. I want my details.
Man, the way I look at Drake is like he must be that Fish JJ of the entertainment world, because people just don't like him. But he keeps
that nigga is annoying.
Yeah.
That nigga is fucking boring. I mean, he's annoying as shit. Oh yeah, so yeah, Kanye West performs in weird mask, gets booed for 20-minute rant.
What was he wearing a mask for? Because he likes
what the fuck was he wearing a mask for?
He setting trends.
Do they got this rant? They got video of this shit. I gotta hear this shit. I ain't got a big ass head. Fuck. Oh, he was booed at Bonnaroo. And the same Bonnaroo. Thing happened at London's Wireless Fest, too.
Yeah, a co-worker of mine, she went to Bonnaroo. And she was vaguely saying something about how he got up there. He just sucked. But yeah, I didn't even know that they were chanting Drake.
Oh my God. Okay, so here's they said they didn't want to say any names on this article, but they pretty much said, "But Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Gucci don't discriminate against me because I'm a black man making music."
What?
Isn't that nigga sponsored? Hold on.
He talk about all that shit in his songs, but I don't.
But he marries like one of the whitest women that you can.
Okay, I'm confused right now.
No.
I think they got the video up too. Hold on, let me. Oh, it's been removed. God, you sons of bitches. Okay, whatever.
Beyonce.
Dude, what is up with this man? Let me look at this picture right now. What the fuck is this dude like? Fucking Zartan.
That dude looked like Star Lord. And he looked like he proud to say that's his name.
Oh my God! What the fuck is? Okay.
Okay. It, Louis Vuitton, Gucci. That nigga's made a career off that shit. Okay.
There's not one song he goes without saying at least one of those fucking products. You know.
Could have sworn when we had our music show when I played that clip from that Rihanna Diamond song. I know it's a remix with him on it, and don't he promote that shit in it? I remember. That nigga says Louis Vuitton all the time. Shit.
And doesn't he have a promotion deal with Nike? Doesn't he have Nike shoes? I'm pretty sure.
I think it's Reebok or not. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Might either way, Reebok. Same goddamn thing. same goddamn thing. They look alike. All right, whatever Kanye was. You didn't stoop to this point where people are chanting Drake now. That's a goddamn shame. That's sad now. You know what? I'm finally coming to a reason. I think I'm just done with hip-hop. I'm never going to get you niggas no more. I'm never going to understand the crowd that goes along with it or whatever. I'm never going to understand half this shit that I be hearing. It's just, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's past my time now.
Okay, I'm about right there with you, but I'm ready to abandon Lupe just shit.
I'm not abandoning Lupe now. That's about it.
Who's Lupe? It is some little child from Guantanamo.
What the fuck are you talking about, CJ?
Puerto Rico.
No, Lupe's
talking about Lupita. CJ, what are you talking about, man?
Talking about little Lupe or
motherfucker.
No, nigga. Lupe ain't no fucking musician.
Oh.
God. Yeah, my name is Lupe.
Let's go, man.
Please, don't forget about me. I kept him in the class.
Got a lot of politically charged rap. There, my CJ. I'm not going to explain this.
Sure. All right, let's go to the next topic. Y'all talking about music now.
Jesus Christ. Django, D is silent. CJ, just admit you can't handle all that Latin goodness that is J-Lo. You prefer Cameron because she looked like all those nerdy women you hang out with at Dr. Hugh events.
Damn, Django, man. 2 weeks in a row. Nice.
You gonna answer that question, CJ? You gonna admit that?
Yeah, man, Django, man, I'm glad it's finally starting to make sense now.
Yeah, I
love my pretty Doctor Who nerdy girls in that that woman. What's her name? Jose Lopez.
Nope.
Yeah, Lopez.
Nigga, I just said it, man. Come on.
Fucking knew her fucking name. He's bullshitting.
Well, you know,
thank you, Jingo. I really appreciate
Jingo,
it.
Damn, is that is that his girlfriend? What is that? You know what? I will admit, I got to back up on Jingo here again. You know, he's got a point, CJ. You do be hanging out with nerdy women and shit, and they don't. They usually be those scrawny little white women. So you know, I just
say there's anything wrong with that, CJ. But we just calling you out, man.
Just saying that's how it is. There's no problem with that. No problem with it, but Django has a good point, bro. Is it because you feel like you can take advantage of them because you're bigger than them and black?
What does that even mean?
What do you mean, what does that even mean? We see your track record of movies, nigga.
Sucker Punch?
No shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them.
In Sucker Punch, they were empowered and they were able to fight.
Oh my God.
Here we go again.
They were in power, so I don't know what you mean in that. In 301, Eva Green was she had her own army.
You did defend them
destroying people.
I forgot.
What movies are you talking about?
Eva Green was a fucking whore.
Excuse me. She battled and she came from a long way of being abused by these Spartan men. She had her vengeance. And she was right to have her vengeance on these Spartan men and what they did to her.
Okay, CJ.
And she pulled herself up from the ground and got trained and became the best warrior she could.
So you done, CJ?
I don't know what women that you're talking about, but I support these women.
No, know. Another thing, CJ, is because you go to another goddamn country in Australia and your line is, I'm American. So I'm only imagining what your line is of these scrawny little nerdy white women is. I'm a black man, you know that.
I'm from Chicago.
From Chicago, yeah. So you have. Let's just say this: you have a record.
What record? There's no record. There's no recordings of records.
And as soon as you got a black woman pregnant, your ass ran away.
I wish that was true, so I could fit that stereotype.
You wish that was true.
That you want me have.
Look at this fact.
Show me the paperwork. You show me the paperwork.
Yeah, you show us. We know.
We got better paperwork than your damn paperwork, which is a goddamn website that you found on Craigslist.
For you, for a picture in your deluded imagination.
Deluded.
Hey, better than that website you found on Craigslist, niggas.
The website was fine.
Oh, man, Django, man. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you finally getting on track, bro.
Yeah, man. Turn the corner, man. Nice. Glad to see it.
Good job, Jinky.
Okay, got to
keep it up.
Next question here comes from the, oh, she's back, the feminist leader.
Oh.
We got a feminist leader.
Okay.
Here we go.
If anybody remember the old movie Spoilers Days where this bitch used to get on me about being...
Whoa!
Oh.
Where did that come from, people?
So, it looks like the bitch is back or whatever.
God damn!
I'm sorry. I never even read the question yet, but I'm pretty sure it's some bullshit because, you know, just... feminist leader, she says, and she replies to you, Django, she says, this is just absolutely disgusting that you are taking the time to comment and parade a sexist statement like this.
Wait, what?
She's so right.
Shut up.
I like this lady.
P1, you're a horrible man. And she puts that in caps. A horrible man.
She's right about that.
For even asking a question like this.
She's so true. Okay.
It just hits me hard when people like you still exist. A sexist black fuck.
Wow. Oh, okay. That is
like
backwards.
Poetic justice, I tell you.
That is fucking backwards. Oh, my God. How you gonna come? Okay, you know, is that it? Is she done?
No, that's not it.
CJ,
you defending her, but I see your name in this last sentence right here.
Okay,
so,
what it say?
Cody and Chicago John, you're no better for following him, you sexist fucks.
Oh.
Yeah, feminist? Okay. Female feminist?
Okay.
I am not with P1. Cody is his underling.
Oh, so CJ, you fucking pussy. You fucking... You know what? You shut the fuck up. I'd like to hear Cody's take on that.
Okay, I like how she called you out on your apparent sexism, but then she comes out and calls you a black fuck.
Sexist black fuck, all in one word.
That is some backward shit. That is the most contradictory pair of words I've seen ever.
I ain't never seen some convoluted shit like this since I saw Transformers.
Never. How the fuck are you going to talk shit? You know, if that's the case, you know better than him.
She just made a racist comment.
What the fuck? Oh, Mike. And then he come out and say it's a sexist statement. It's a simple fucking question.
Did I say that in a sexist statement as if I would fuck both of them? I asked that as a question out of good form. I never said which one was this one of the two.
Which one do you find more attractive? It's not which one would you rather fuck on the beach or have in the bathroom or some shit like that. Not like
good for their age in their 40s right now.
Yeah, that's basically what you were asking.
Simple as that. Fucking CJ and them want to fucking took that question and turned it into some goddamn fucking soccer.
I try to give the girl, the woman, I should say, relevance.
Oh, see,
and I try
CJ,
to make sure that
the fuck
she...
up.
Please, you would not help.
You would not help a fucking thing.
I wanted to know about the character of this woman, this human being.
This motherfucker's my aunt.
Take care of your baby, nigga. Nigga, if anything, she talks shit about you. She calls you a fucking follower. And she calls you a sexist fuck at that too. So.
I know that she may have misheard and I misunderstood, but she goes back in truth.
Oh my God. Okay.
She would know.
CJ,
for my Elijah.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
He just mad because Django burned his fucking bridge. That's what that shit is.
Yes, Django. You
feminist leader, though, man. Fuck you. Seriously, fuck you.
You know, I'm not even mad because I was kind of suspected when I saw the name pop up. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to say one thing, fuck it up. And I was like, you fucking nappy-headed hoe. You can go fuck yourself, you dingy-looking bitch. Shit. Who the fuck you think you is calling a sexist black fuck? You ugly-looking tramp.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to read this.
Dude, she has the fucking audacity. Fuck.
The fucking audacity. To call somebody a sexist
trying
fuck.
To prove a point, then contradict that shit in the next word. Fuck you.
I can't wait till we end the show so fast. So
who the fuck made you a leader anyway of the feminist movement? If you're the leader of the feminist movement, then goddamn, I feel sorry for it. It's people like you that set women back 100 fucking years.
Yeah, leader of the fuck you movement. Let's move on with the shit.
Stupid bitch. That monkey acts better than, and Planet Apes act better than your fucking dumb ass does.
Fuck you.
orangutan looking bitch you. Shit. And I like all the replies to it. It just says, the fuck?
Oh, damn. That about sums it up.
Oh, shit. So, CJ gets some shit. I get some shit. Now we, oh, great. Another alumni. Drew. You guys remember old buddy Drew, right?
Oh, that, holy shit. Yeah, that Drew.
Who's that?
Biggest dickhead ever. Shit. Let's see what the dickhead shit had to say this time.
From.
He says, now you've gone way too far, you man of still loving bastard. The Hobbit desolation of Smaug was shit compared to Iron Man 3. No doubt the most boring film of 2013. Just because your TV show got canceled, does that give you the right to be an asshole?
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with that thing.
Okay.
I'll defend Cody on that by saying, in his opinion, when he said that. So.
Thank you. It's my opinion. I mean, go ahead, get mad all you want. Like, if you like the movie, that's great, man. Like the same shit I said last week. You like the movie? Great. Doesn't ruin my fucking day. Doesn't make my day any better. What the fuck ever. I don't understand how that makes me an asshole for having a different opinion than you. I don't get that thinking process, but whatever, man. You know, whatever floats your boat. That's cool, man.
Okay, Drew, you know what? Cody's being nice with you. I'm just going to say, go fuck yourself, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you're thinking. Fuck your thoughts. Shit, you want to be an asshole? You're the biggest asshole here, okay? Don't nobody like you. You're a bitch.
Why don't you and Famous Leader go fuck yourselves, right? Yeah, why don't you hook up? That'll work out.
Yeah, Django, you still cool, though. hey, Cody, at least you get a defender here. Your woman is still applies to this.
Oh, damn, I thought I was safe from her.
She took that bullet for her man.
Oh, God.
Like a real woman of steel.
And she says, you leave Cody alone. Along, me and him don't need to defend the absolute greatest film of 2013. Man of Steel!
Christ almighty.
Hey, Cole, did you see the new photo released for Donna Justice, a.k.a. Superman Beats Everyone? Okay, bitch, you done went too far now.
I think she imagined her and Cody just holding each other like that pose with the Batman and Superman.
Oh, in that photo I sent you guys?
Yeah. I was about Wayne in the Photoshop that. Thank you, Wayne. Sleep on that.
Wayne was busy. It's 4th of July. Yeah. Wow, Cody. At least somebody defended you.
Yeah, I wish it was somebody else, but yeah.
I wish it was somebody else.
That's how Cody says he loves me. He can't even get the words out.
Think of that new Don Justice photo she asked you about.
Some of the Superman one, the one that just came out. Looks nice. Looks just as good as the last costume. So, no complaints there. Looks fine.
All I have to say is, I personally don't care two shits about that goddamn photo. Show me the fucking movie already. So I got a photo of him looking sad in Gotham. Yeah, all right.
He looks more pissed off than sad to me.
he looked pissed as the fact that, like, damn, I wanted that last cookie. That's what kind of pissed off he looked like, okay?
Well, he got pissed and didn't bring an umbrella, but yeah.
Damn, I just dry cleaned it.
You know, there's a lot of people, or at least regular people that don't really watch a lot of comics or read a lot of comics. I was talking to several people, and they're like, yeah, I like the new Superman because, you know, he killed somebody.
Oh,
it was about time.
Christ.
And I'm like, really?
It's like, about time. Okay, yeah.
He was like, I'm happy that Superman killed somebody. You know, he was too much of a Boy Scout. That's why I never liked him. But for him to, you know, kill people, yeah.
You know, the same can be said for Captain America, but look what those movies did. They kept the core of what Captain America is and still made him not a Boy Scout so much.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, when I saw that photo, I went back to that Darkness in the Ash show we did with Wayne and Luke. And, you know, at this point, after looking at that photo, I'm kind of going to agree with Wayne on this. I wouldn't be shocked if we see a goddamn Joker or something like this in this film at this point, because why is Superman in Gotham?
Man, he's bad.
Because he destroyed Metropolis.
Oh, so he's going to go fuck up another city? But I don't know if you realize, but that city's already fucked. why is he in Gotham posing, though? Shouldn't he be in Metropolis posing or something like that? Are we going to make this is really just sounding like Warner Brothers trying to get some money now. But you know what? If we revolve this around Batman's
crime lynch or whatever, you know, that's what's going to bring the fans in. That's what's going to bring the money in and shit like that. It's like, okay. Don't pull an arrow on us where, you know, motherfuckers just start popping up now and shit. That poster looked like whatever. I mean, posters nowadays look like whatever to me anyway. Though, so just looking at that, it's just like, hey, Supes, I see you too. Wait, smile. Hey. Raven.
The way I see posters on my Facebook newsfeed, I treat it the same way I see when friends posting, like, pictures of the dogs and cats and their babies.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on scrolling.
Really, dude. I mean, that poster didn't do a goddamn thing for that movie whatsoever. They look like they did that in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Unless... Nah, that wouldn't work. Where am I? Algis Chaos, she says, I have been watching epic rap battles of history and was wondering if you guys could buy a rap album from a fictional character, who would it be? Hannibal Lecter.
Eat Dirt from the Boondocks. There you go.
There you go. Thugnificent. There you go. Oh, wait, I already got it out. Rags to bitches.
But I can't even name anybody because every time I want to name them, they've been on epic rap battles in history.
Janko. Sure, have a nice one. Okay.
The comment just for shitting in the toilet.
Jazz from Transformers. I love it.
Two pieces. Give me two pieces, Megatron.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of characters. I bet Robert Downey Jr. would be probably the best superhero to bust out a rap. But then again, I keep calling him Robert Downey Jr., not Tony Stark.
Yeah, they're the same.
This boy is the same. Fuck it. They're the same person. I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to go with Hannibal Lecter. How about that?
I put beats on you and then I eat you too. Walter White, but White. They already did an epic rap battle with Walter White. Rap.
Russ Cole from True Detective. There you go. Hell, Darcy. Got that darkness in him. Got that turmoil.
Merle from Walking Dead.
Nigga. That's all he would say.
Oh, shit. Last question I got here is from Leia. She says, how do you guys feel about Brandon Routh playing the Atom on Arrow in season 3? We don't give a fuck about Arrow on this show.
I never even heard about the Atom until that fucking announcement came out. Have you guys ever heard about the fucking Atom?
You never heard about Atom? Justice League, remember?
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. I know you. Yeah.
Okay, that rings a bell.
They even, when Young Justice was on, they did, like, shorts with him as well, where he, I think he just shrunk himself and he found these little people and shit like that or something. Okay. I think that was a short for Young Justice, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, for all those Brandon Routh fans out there, all five of you, there goes your second chance.
Jesus Christ, whatever. A lot of people are saying, like, Superman will ruin your career or something like that. It's just like, personally, I don't think it's just the fact that it's Superman. I just don't think Superman, there's not really much to him other than looking, like a lot of people say, like, personally, I thought Brandon Routh did an okay job with Superman. Mm-hmm. I thought the movie was shit, but I thought he did a fine Superman. I can say the same about this Henry Cavill. Now, the problem I have with him is that motherfucker had two things to do in that movie, and that was just say a line or look up in the sky. You know, from watching these movies, it really looked like it ain't much to do, Superman, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they just straight up copy from the animated show and just take all the big action
episodes. I don't know
episodes.
Why they don't go that route, to be honest, because after watching the original Superman, even the ones before the original one, they had that show, or those cheap straight to TV ones, and then watching Superman Returns, and then watching this Leia's movie, it's just like, there really is no mode of acting to Superman, it's besides looking up in the sky, and just every now and then smiling with a one-liner.
But think about it, though. You work in the industry. How much does the studios trust people to, you know, really watch something crazy? Like, really watch Superman punch a giant robot? You know?
Oh, shit. Well, we just saw that with Transformers, to be honest.
That's giant robots fighting other tin cans.
But the thing is, Superman is a license to print money, though. Like a lot of people can say, like, why Pacific Rim failed and Transformers real. It was because Pacific Rim, nobody knew what the fuck that was, personally. And it wasn't getting the greatest reviews ever. But Transformers, that's a licensed property that before the movies even was made, and even when the movies came out, people, some the general audience was enjoying them. Superman's been around since the fucking the 40s, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, Superman's a known character. It ain't like they actually making a movie about the fucking Atom. As far as the Atom go, I'm just like, damn, Brian Rock. That, personally, I think the man is good enough to be a leading actor and to be on a show that's about a second-tier character where he's playing a third-tier character. I think that's insulting, that man's career.
Well, he hasn't done himself any favors.
But he's going to get paid. I don't worry about this man. He's going to still be making money doing this.
Yeah, he's probably doing his money. I think he can do better than what he's doing, to be honest. Give him the Atom. Which, by the way, he does have to look for the Atom. Don't get me wrong, whatever. He does that, but... what a way to go from being on this second-tier character show to playing a character that don't nobody give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Version of Ant-Man. Damn, I wonder if that's why they're sticking him in this show now. Just thought about that.
Bring up the point.
That movie coming up?
Yeah, I'm a little small motherfucker out before they...
He's just smart as Hank Pym too. You know they're not doing Hank Pym. How many Ant-Mans is there? Well, people, that was the last question I had. That was another edition of The Darkness. I'm the phenomenal one.
And I'm Chicago John.
You know, that's another thing too. I forgot to make this announcement too. People, The Darkness Now has teamed up with Amazon here. Go ahead and make that announcement. So whenever we do a Darkness at the Movies, on the poster of the when I put the episode up or review up, click on that poster if you want to stream, buy the DVD or Blu-ray of the movie off of Amazon. If you do so, the website itself, moviesportspodcast.com, of course, gets a kickback off of that. So now you can, now we can pay CJ, but I'm just like, that nigga don't do shit. when he sees Transformers in the movie, we can talk, but.
That'll be the fucking day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, people, so be sure to start checking out the site a little bit more. You're going to start seeing some little changes now every day. That's coming up whenever. I've been really up tonight, last night working on this, and tonight I'm planning on doing the same while watching The Raid 2. So, once again, this is The Darkness. I'm the Phenomenal One.
And I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you darkies, spoiling bastards, and all you people out there next week. Later,
everybody. Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.